Good morning, everyone. My name is Karen, as Larry introduced me. I'm a research coordinator at Public Health Ontario, and today I'll be presenting preliminary findings from an evaluation called the Status of Daily Physical Activity in Ontario Elementary Schools. Specifically, I'll be sharing preliminary findings from a logistic regression analysis that explores which factors predict physical activity policy implementation in elementary schools. So I have no relationships to disclose. To give you a brief overview of my presentation, I'll first provide you a bit of background on who Public Health Ontario is, what the daily physical activity policy is, and what is PHO doing about DPA. Next, I'll describe the methods used to carry out our data collection and data analyses, and then I'll share some of our study findings with a focus on the results from the logistic regression. And I'll go through a bit of discussion on the implications of our findings, study limitations, and the next steps for our project. So who is Public Health Ontario? We are a provincial crown corporation that provides expert scientific and technical advice on a number of public health topics. Being a crown corporation means that we're funded by the Ontario government, but we work at an arm's length. The areas of public health that we support are listed here. And this study in particular is led by Dr. Ken Allison, who is from the Health Promotion, Chronic Disease, and Injury Prevention Department. What is the daily physical activity policy? So in 2005, the Ontario Ministry of Education implemented the DPA policy. And this policy requires school boards to ensure that the following six policy requirements are met. That is, that all Ontario elementary students, including those with special needs, engage in at least 20 minutes of sustained, moderate to vigorous physical activity during instructional time each school day. This policy was meant to be offered on days in which students don't receive this amount of physical activity during their PE classes, or if they're not receiving PE at all that day. And it's largely implemented by classroom teachers, usually within the classroom. Although this policy is mandated in the Ontario curriculum, it's currently believed that the DPA policy isn't being implemented as consistently as it should be, but until this point, there have been no provincially focused evaluations of the DPA policy to confirm this. Therefore, researchers at Public Health Ontario, led by Dr. Ken Allison, initiated a series of three studies to assess this DPA policy in Ontario. The first study examined factors that influenced the development and implementation of DPA. Study two explored the roles and experiences of public health unit staff who were involved in promoting physical activity and DPA within their regional school boards and schools. And the last study, which is the focus of this presentation, examines the current status of DPA implementation in Ontario elementary schools and classrooms. Specifically, this study used an online survey questionnaire, which was administered to school administrators and teachers, to understand the extent to which DPA is being implemented in schools and classrooms, and also to determine which factors influence implementation. Development of the DPA studies were influenced by a conceptual framework, which we adapted from Chaudoir and colleagues. This framework illustrates the factors, the multi-level factors that can influence policy implementation, as well as implementation outcomes of an initiative such as the DPA policy. Factors that can influence implementation come from various levels. So they come from the structural level, which means the government and the political or economic climate. The organizational macro level, which includes school boards, health units, and other organizations. The organizational micro level, which includes schools and school administrators. The teacher or provider level. The student level, and the DPA policy itself. Implementation outcomes can encompass a number of aspects, and this includes the adoption of the policy, fidelity to the policy, the cost of implementing the policy's reach, and its sustainability. So today I'll be exploring factors from the various levels, as reported by teachers from the teacher survey, that may predict DPA implementation fidelity specifically, and this is fidelity at the classroom level. So our outcome variable is implementation fidelity, and this refers to the extent to which the policy is being implemented as it was originally intended by the policymakers. So in other words, we wanted to know whether classrooms are meeting the DPA policy requirements that were outlined by the Ministry of Education. With respect to our predictor variables that may influence implementation, we identified a number of numerous potential factors that can predict implementation, and we grouped them into the following categories. So we have teachers' awareness of the DPA policy requirements, their perception of the policy, whether their school or classroom has any planning or monitoring activities, teachers' use of DPA resources and supports, their perceptions of barriers to implementation, teachers' self-efficacy, and their personal and school characteristics. To measure both the outcome and our predictor variables, we developed a cross-sectional online survey questionnaire, which was administered to teachers through Fluid Survey. Questions on the survey pertained to the outcome variable as well as the potential predictor factors, and they were primarily closed-ended, such as multiple choice or Likert scale questions. However, we did have a number of questions with open-ended response categories. We also included skipping and branching patterns throughout the survey to make sure that it was relevant to the participant. The survey was pilot tested by our advisory committee to test survey comprehension, completion time, survey flow. And it took approximately 15 minutes to complete and was available in both English and French. Of the our study sample consisted of 508 classrooms from publicly funded Ontario elementary schools, where teachers were asked to participate in the teacher survey on behalf of their respective classrooms. We randomly selected one teacher from each of the third, fifth, and seventh grades at each participating school where applicable, and this was done to ensure that we had representation from the primary, junior, and intermediate divisions. In order to recruit a teacher to participate, their school administrator had to have participated in the school administrator first, and that was conducted prior to the teacher survey. Data collection was done in waves between late April to July 2014. Participants had 5 weeks to complete the survey, and we sent reminders at weeks 2 and 4. Once data collection was complete, we conducted quantitative data analyses using IBM's SPSS. We first used descriptive analyses to determine the extent to which DPA is being implemented in classrooms, and then we also used it to capture descriptive characteristics and the distribution of our predictor variables. In order to determine which factors are associated with implementation, we conducted chi-square tests for each predictor variable with the outcome variable. And then following the chi-square tests, we performed the logistic regression in order to see which factors actually predict DPA implementation when taking into account the effect of other factors in the model. So of the 508 teachers who were invited to participate in the survey, 307 participated, which was a response rate of 60.4%. The majority of participants were female, and teacher participants were relatively equally distributed among the three grade levels. As you can see on the second row of the figure, most teachers had over 6 years of experience teaching. However, about 80% reported having little to no training in health and physical education. So to examine our outcome variable, which is the extent to which DPA is being implemented in classrooms, we first asked teachers to indicate whether DPA is actually being implemented within their classroom during the 2013-2014 school year, and 90.2% of teachers reported that it is. To determine the extent to which it's being implemented in their classrooms, or whether these classrooms are actually meeting the requirements, we calculated a total score for each participant from 6 specific items on the survey, and these 6 items corresponded with the 6 policy requirements that I had listed before. Participant scores were then grouped into either one of 2 categories, which classify the teacher's classroom as either meeting DPA requirements or not meeting DPA requirements. And interestingly, we found a 50-50 split throughout the province of those who were meeting requirements versus not. When comparing our outcome variable to the predictor variables, we found that several factors were significantly associated with implementation fidelity. For each group of the predictor variables listed here, I've shown the number of factors that were significantly associated with implementation fidelity. So, for instance, you can see that a high number of barriers were associated with implementation fidelity, 10 out of 11, whereas only one out of the 9 potential factors, personal and school factors, were associated with implementation. Considering these factors, we then chose 10 factors from this list to include into our logistic regression analysis. Of the 10 predictor variables considered, only 3 variables could significantly predict DPA implementation at the classroom level, which I've shown here on this table. The strongest predictor of DPA implementation is teachers' level of confidence or self-efficacy to implement DPA, with an odds ratio of 3.047. So this means that teachers who report having a high level of confidence in implementing DPA in their classrooms are over 3 times more likely to meet the DPA policy requirements when compared to those who have low to moderate level of confidence. The second strongest predictor of DPA implementation is teachers' perception regarding how realistic and achievable the DPA policy is. So teachers who agree or strongly agree that the DPA policy is realistic or achievable are approximately 3 times more likely to meet the policy requirements than those who disagree or strongly disagree. And lastly, the frequency in which a teacher uses the DPA supports that are available, so individuals or organizations who can help them implement or monitor and plan DPA, they are significant predictors of DPA implementation. So teachers who occasionally use DPA supports are over 2 times more likely to meet DPA policy requirements compared to those who never or rarely use DPA supports. Another notable but not quite significant predictor of implementation fidelity is the barrier lack of time. So as you can see here, p-value is just over 0.05, and that's the cutoff for significance. Therefore, we believe that there's a potential for this barrier to be a significant predictor. So based on the significant predictors that I just talked about in the last slide, it seems that predictors that can predict implementation fidelity have the most influence on implementation are very proximal to the teacher. We're actually quite surprised by this because we had hypothesized that maybe organizational or structural level factors would be more likely to predict implementation. However, it could be that organizational or structural factors such as lack of time or lack of monitoring, lack of space, could be influencing the way teachers perceive the policy as being achievable, or their perceptions towards their self-efficacy. So we plan to examine this further in subsequent analyses. In summary, though, we believe that factors at the teacher level are modifiable if we can address some of the structural things that may be influencing the way the teachers perceive the policy. So there are a few limitations from our study, the first being that it was a cross-sectional study or evaluation, so we can't infer any causal relationships. And although it would have been optimal to have objective measures or direct observation of the DPA policy, this wasn't feasible within the scope of our evaluation. And lastly, this was only a preliminary logistic regression model, so we plan to be doing further analyses to see if any of the factors that we found could be grouped together conceptually. With respect to next steps, we'll be submitting a report to the Ontario Ministry of Education with a summary of our findings and recommendations for how the policy may be strengthened. And we'll also be hoping to disseminate other knowledge translation products from our subsequent analyses. My references. And I'd also like to acknowledge other members of the research team from Public Health Ontario, the University of Waterloo, and the University of Guelph. Noor Shweri Makashi was actually supposed to be presenting, but she's been on mat leave for the past few months, so I've taken over for her, and Dr. Carlson is the PI. So thank you very much, and I look forward to any questions.
Before you speak, the sign-up sheet is where? Look around? Okay. For those of you who haven't gotten this, if you could
change the school or make the difference, you know, we struggle with the same thing. And so we've tried to implement, you know, champions within the district and provide additional training and support to that one champion teacher that might reach all the other ones. And so I guess just kind of a general, I mean, we have the exact same thing going on. And so just kind of moving forward, if you or anyone, you know, has other ideas about how you basically motivate those unmotivated teachers, you know, because they're, you know, I guess our biggest struggle is that, you know, they're teaching and they're coaching. And, you know, then they're asked to do all these additional programmatic additions to the school. And so it's like, how in the world do you reach those unmotivated teachers? So that's just, I guess, just a general agreement that we struggle with the same thing.
Yeah. And I think Kelly brought up a really good point in her presentation. Sorry, did I get your name right? Yeah. That sometimes you might need to just really re-engage teachers every now and then and, you know, remind them that the importance of this, that children do spend all their time at school. Because, you know, our studies found that teachers do think it's very important. A lot of teachers found it was equally as important as other curriculum components. But the main thing is that the time, there's not enough time within the school day. And so I think really trying to find those champions and drive in the fact that this is the best time to do it.
In your teacher survey, did you ask them what the DPA policy on daily physical activity was?
Yeah, we had some questions looking at awareness. So we kind of asked them, they were a bit test questions to see whether they knew what the policy requirements were. And we found that that had a significant association with whether they were implementing it at all.
How much of that was Hawthorne? You asked me if I know what the policy is. Of course I know what the policy is.
We asked them specific questions about the requirements.
That was my point.
Yeah.
Do they know that they're supposed to have the appointment?
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that comes up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Other questions? Okay. Oh, please.
How many different districts actually
do you have? We did our survey based on 30 school boards in Ontario. So the 508 teachers were from 30 school boards across Ontario.
So each district has a slightly different out of their own policy?
No, we actually have the Ministry of Education in Ontario. This is a mandated policy from the ministry, so it applies to all schools in Ontario.
So you don't believe higher
infrastructure in the district? It could be. The thing with top-down policies is that policymakers don't always understand what's happening on the ground, and that may be a barrier to whether the policy is being implemented.
The other thing would be also, what are the penalties for not doing it?
There are none.
There you go.
Yeah.
If it isn't tested, it doesn't happen or something like that?
Yeah.
I want to thank you all for being here. Please join me in giving our presenters another hand.